Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment on K101.
Invenergy is investing in Oklahoma. Having completed its first Oklahoma project in 2006, Invenergy has continued supporting our rural communities by volunteering, donating to local organizations, and sponsoring local events. In addition to the $400 million Invenergy invests annually in project communities, Invenergy developed and operated energy facilities provide jobs, tax revenues, landowner payments, and other sources of local economic development. Invenergy is committed to Oklahoma.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau is proud to be a strong, solid voice for agriculture in Oklahoma. Farm Bureau members work together as advocates for family agriculture and our rural communities. Join us by becoming a Farm Bureau member today. Visit our website at okfarmbureau.org to sign up or to learn more. For nearly 80 years, Oklahoma Farm Bureau members have come together to build a brighter future, and we're going to be here for decades to come. Together, we are Rural Oklahoma.
Well, the news of the discovery of the avian flu virus in milk has sent some traders running towards the door, looking to liquidate their long positions. Even though the consumption of pasteurized milk is safe, the consumption of meat is safe, consumers reacting possibly negatively. This may be the overriding influence on the market in the near term. The virus has not been found in beef cattle so far, but dairy cattle are slaughtered for beef as well. Some very light cattle trade developed in the South. We saw trade in our part of the country at $182. Box beef lower yesterday. Choice down $1.66. Select down $2.34. Hog futures struggling and trying to close higher, with only the August contract posting a minor gain of about 5 cents yesterday. The National Daily Afternoon Report showed a decline of 36 cents, and that's a weighted average of $91.49. This was offset somewhat by pork cutouts increasing by about 38 cents. It's anticipated that packers will need to remain aggressive to purchase the required hogs they need for the week, which could support cash today. Wheat futures continue to move higher as weather worries and geopolitical concerns have both supported wheat futures this week. Western Kansas remains dry, while some forecasts suggest at least a chance of rain over the next week. Amounts look light should they verify, and there are areas in Europe and the Black Sea that are less than optimal as well. Corn is lower, correcting for a second day after staging a very strong three-day rally. Some selling from farmers was noted when prices approached the resistance from the highs made in the aftermath of the stocks and acreage report. Selling might have been stronger, but growers were active in the field trying to get acres planted ahead of the large rain system that's projected for the weekend. Soybeans are also lower as processing margins fell yesterday, and palm oil futures are lower again this morning. Unlike corn and wheat, the rally in soybeans was only able to reach the 50-day moving average, where there has been strong resistance for weeks. Futures in just a moment.
You probably know Stillwater Milling as Oklahoma's trusted source of animal feed for over 130 years. You might not know Stillwater Milling's agri-centers carry a wide variety of products to help you get the work done all around your property. Lawn and garden, pet supplies, animal health, pasture supplies, and so much more. Come see us at one of our four Stillwater Mills agri-centers or visit us online at stillwatermill.com.
At the close yesterday, June live cattle down $1.90, $175.25. August down $2.12 at $173.37. May feeder cattle down $1.95, $244.10. August down $3.10, $256.30. And May hogs down $1.22 at $97.35. Kansas City wheat, May up 15.5 yesterday, $6.24.25. July was up 15.75 at $6.30. Chicago wheat, May up 9.5, $5.94.5. July was up 10.25 at $6.13. May corn down 5.25, $4.37.75. July down 4 cents, $4.48.5. May soybeans down $0.01.5, $11.66. July was down $0.005, $11.81.5. That's a pre-opening look at your agricultural markets. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network and K101.